Well, howdy there, fellow spiritual hitchhikers. You're back on the Semi-Seminary, where we tip our hat to big ideas, savor scripture, and laugh a little while we learn. I'm your buddy, Pastor Jim, your guide on this theological road trip today. We're roaring down Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited, that legendary blues highway that's soaked in sweat, sorrow, and sacred songs. Before we hit the blacktop, though, let me paint the picture. Highway 61 stretches from Dylan's Minnesota backyard all the way down to the steamy juke joints of New Orleans. It runs parallel right along the Mississippi River. It's the corridor of the Great Migration, driven by dreams of a better life, haunted by Jim Crow's shadow. On this road, this highway, sharecroppers sang sorrow into the night. Blues legends made magic in dim cotton field hollers, and civil rights foot soldiers marched for dignity. Dylan pins each verse right here for a reason. He's not just telling stories. He's holding up a mirror to our souls, to America's soul, using an all-powerful authoritarian God to shine a spotlight on the way we use power. So, grab your coffee, settle in, and let's cruise right into verse 1, where Abraham meets the divine drill sergeant right out there on that blues highway. Hey, I'll see you at the end of the road. So, after a raucous instrumental intro, Dylan enters with, "God said to Abraham, kill me a son." Abe says, "Man, you must be putting me on." They have a back and forth there. Eventually, God tells Abraham where he wants this killing done out on Highway 61. Dylan's first verse isn't about warm, fuzzy comfort. It's about raw authority. He crafts a God who demands unquestioning obedience, then points Abraham to carry it out on Highway 61. In Genesis 22 and 2, we read, "Take your son, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering." But here, God doesn't offer mercy. In Dylan's version, God only offers commands. The back and forth, Abe says, "What?" God says, "Run," paints a deity whose power crushes human agency. Placing this exchange out on Highway 61, a road stamped with the weight of Jim Crow, where black families risked everything for freedom, dramatizes the imbalance of power. Highway 61 carried sharecroppers, blues musicians, and civil rights marchers who lived under laws they didn't make. Dylan in the song satirizes a God of absolute compliance, reflecting upon us, showing us how our authority figures, whether divine or governmental, use blind obedience to subjugate the marginalized and the oppressed of our society. Just as laws on the highway once controlled bodies and opportunities, Dylan's God wields divine fiat to illustrate how unchecked power often leads directly to society's sins, oppression, fear, dehumanization. This is no call to mercy. It's a flashing siren of authoritarianism. And the theological sting? When we lean on a God who demands obedience over compassion, we echo the very systems that crush the oppressed. True faith isn't about submitting to power. It's about standing with the powerless, reflecting Jesus who pleaded, "I will give you rest, so don't fear." Now enters Georgia Sam. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, "Where can I go?" Howard said, "There's only one place I know." Oh, Howard pointed with his gun and said, "That way down Highway 61. Poor Howard here is Sheriff Howard. Now let's meet Georgia Sam, a hard-working, soul-beaten, down by the very system, sworn to lift him up kind of guy. His bloody nose isn't just from a street fight. It's the marks of poverty and neglect. And when the welfare office turns him away, Dylan shines a spotlight on how bureaucracies will wield authority like a cudgel against the vulnerable. In many parts of the Jim Crow South, sheriffs often would routinely round up vagrants. Often black sharecroppers or itinerant workers, put them in the back of the squad car and drove them to the county line and warning them to never return. This practice is memorably depicted in the film Crossroads, where these traveling bluesmen are branded vagrants and expelled without mercy. That's exactly what Sheriff Howard does here. He uses his gun as a symbol of power, escorting Sam to Highway 61 and effectively exiling him from any means of support. Placing Sam's desperation out on Highway 61 underscores the brutal imbalance of power. The same road that offers a path to opportunity and freedom now becomes a boundary of exclusion. Theologically, this echoes Isaiah 10, the first two verses, where unjust laws and oppressive decrees are condemned. Woe to those who make unjust laws, to those who issue oppressive decrees, depriving the poor of their rights, withholding justice from the oppressed. Dylan's God may not be in view here, but the song reveals how earthly powers, often masquerading as benevolent and good institutions, actually become instruments of divine neglect when they silence mercy. This oppressive bureaucracy parallels the authoritarian deity that we found in verse 1. Both demand compliance, be it God's fiat or government red tape, leaving the marginalized to fend for themselves. The gospel calls us to be different, to break down barriers. We're to break down barriers, like Paul says in Ephesians, not erect them, and to embody a higher authority, Christ's authority of service, not subjugation. Now we turn to Max Junkyard of patriotism. Dylan says, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I've got 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 1,000 of telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? The Louis the King said, let me think. Take it down to Highway 61. Here, Mac, our character, is hauling around symbols of hollow nationalism, red, white, and blue, yet none of it fits nor rings true. Dylan skewers empty patriotism and shallow communication. These items are trinkets that fail to connect people or foster solidarity. And by dumping them out on Highway 61, Dylan again ties authority to abandonment, like a commanding voice telling you to march to your own demise. Promise of patriotic unity becomes a tool for subjugation, funneling disenfranchised masses of people down a road of sorrow and disillusionment. Scripturally, this echoes Amos chapter 5, 21 through 24, where God rejects hollow ritual. I despise, God says. I despise your religious festivals. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Mac's shoestrings and silent phones are festival trappings without justice. True faith isn't waving the flag. It's living out God's justice and righteousness and community. Now, this is very quixotic, this section of the song, this verse 4, takes a second. So I'm going to slow down a little bit so we can actually kind of vibe on what Dylan's trying to say here. In verse 4, he says, "Now the fifth daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. 'My complexion,' she said, 'is much too white.' He said, 'Step into the light.' But the second mother was with the seventh son, and now they're both out on Highway 61. Dylan's now dropping race into the mix, plain and simple. The daughter's complaint about her too white skin hints at social constructs of identity. When the father instructs her to step into the light, he's demanding she face a reality shaped by prejudice. Highway 61, once a migration route, becomes a boundary where identity is both contested and enforced. Those with power define who belongs and who is the other, using law and custom to keep people in their place. It mirrors the authoritarian theme, using identity as a weapon. Galatians 3 and 28, though, throws a theological wrench in all of this. There is now neither Jew nor Greek, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Dylan's highway scene exposes how far we've strayed from that unity, how authorities, both divine and secular, use arbitrary lines to divide and dominate us. And our call as the church should be to tear down walls of hostility, not to bolster them up with continued laws and prejudice that oppress." He's rounding the corner now. He says, "Now the roving gambler, he was very bored. He was trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. 'I've never engaged in this before.' And then he comes up with a solution. 'We'll just put up some bleachers out in the sun and have it all out on Highway 61. Our gambler's not in it for love. He's bored. He wants chaos. Then sells tickets to the spectacle." Dylan's critique here of us, of America, we've commodified violence. We've decided to put a profit margin on suffering like it's primetime entertainment. Theologically, this reminds me of Micah chapter 6, verse 8. "What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." The gambler violates everyone. He acts unjustly. He revels in violence, and he elevates himself above mercy. Playing God with world war on a roadside stage, he embodies the extreme of authoritarian power unchecked. Highway 61, again, is the venue where marginalized people once sought refuge, and now becomes the site of the world's worst gamble. Dylan's road trip ends on a warning. If we keep betting people's lives for sport, history will mark us harshly. And that, friends, is how Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited exposes the dark side of authority, from divine mandates to government edicts and cultural idols. Each verse shows power wielded to oppress rather than to serve. Yet the gospel calls us to a different way. One where the greatest authority is love. The highest law is mercy. And the truest road is the one that leads to justice. So, next time you're on your own Highway 61, whatever that highway may be, remember to always choose the route of compassion, not compliance, justice, not judgment. And remember Jesus, who bent down to wash our feet instead of commanding us to march. Keep your hearts soft, your eyes open, and your tires aligned with the truth. And remember, the greatest authority we answer to is love. And the richest road that we could ever travel is one that's paved with both justice and mercy. Amen. Folks, I hope this trip down Highway 61 has you thinking about God's power, our power, and how they collide on the roads of history and in our own lives. And next time you feel pressure to obey without question, ask yourself, does this bring life or crush it? Does it echo divine compassion, or is it just another bully's command? Something to think about. Hey, thanks for riding shotgun with me today. Keep the faith, keep the coffee hot, keep your soul tank full of grace. I'm your old buddy, Brother Jim. This has been the Semi-Seminary, and until next time, y'all take care and drive with love in your headlights.